Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Fashion? Question mark? Hi Penny, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. On this beautiful Monday morning, there's the sun coming out. That's a bit, is it out? Oh, yeah, it is out. Yeah, there you go. See the thickness of the greenness of the trees there. You've brought another guest in with you this week.
I have, and I'm very excited about this guest and this topic. Today we have Rachel Mills with us.
Hello Rachel, welcome to BFM.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Rachel, as well as being a fashion designer, is also a pattern maker. And I'm quite fascinated by...
I like the way you hold that. You can tell you hold that in quite high esteem.
I do, indeed. I think it's...
How would you describe a pattern maker first?
So I feel that it's the bones and the architecture of a garment.
All right, now, Rachel, how would you describe a pattern maker?
I do agree with that, and it's interesting the way that Penny says it, because I would actually rather identify as a pattern maker than a designer. I think it's kind of the integral part of making a garment, and the products wouldn't exist without us.
So
often ignored, though, I think, the pattern maker. Often, yeah. I mean, you know, if the pattern maker doesn't do a good job, forget it. Yep. See you later.
So,
said garment will be flimsy and rubbish looking.
Rachel, do you think that you can describe to us the kind of like where pattern making fits in the process of making a garment?
Yeah, so pattern making probably, it comes, I would say, the second part of it. So there's the design process first, but sometimes it's quite integral with the design process, and it's kind of a bit of back and forward before you come to an agreement. So there'll be design, and then I kind of get handed over maybe a drawing, a sketch, or an already existing garment that has some changes to it. And then from there, create the pattern, and then it's cut into fabric, potentially just mock-up fabric, sampled, and there's a bit of back and forth and repetition of that process until we get something completed.
So, I mean, essentially you sort of are the one that makes sure that it works, though, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's bringing the drawing to life, or bringing whatever it is to
life.
I mean,
we can knock out a sketch, but to make it functional so that it doesn't fall off or tear or... You know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
people sort of take that for granted, I think, with fashion. You know, like the gusset's not going to pop, and the bloody, you know, it's not going to, you're not going to be out accepting your award on the big night, and then.
I guess there's a bit of responsibility there.
There is, sure. now you think about it.
I hadn't actually thought of it in that way, but I think part of it is due diligence, knowing that what you're doing is the right way of doing it, and that people are going to feel comfortable in what you've made.
Yeah. So you've kind of mentioned that you get a sketch, because some designers, they sketch and some kind of drape and all that kind of thing as well, right?
Yeah, I haven't actually come across too many designers here who drape.
What's draping?
If you start off with a mannequin and just get a big bit of
fabric,
bit
tougher.
And kind
okay,
of
yeah,
hang
yeah,
it round,
yeah.
It's more about creating a shape and a silhouette than okay. sort of detail.
Okay. Yeah.
I think like Rick Owens does that. Yep. Whereas like Karl Lagerfeld.
It'd be Rick Owens or like a Yoji thing. But I haven't seen a lot of it done here. I think potentially Christine Crabb might be one of the good ones who do it.
Yeah.
But here the majority of it is kind of flat pattern making, going from a sketch. There's a bit of tailoring. I think maybe that's what the Kiwi woman wants to wear. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And how did you... we were talking just earlier. How did you kind of get interested in becoming a pattern maker?
Well, the actual reason I really wanted to become a pattern maker was so that I could have my own brand. I knew I couldn't afford to employ a pattern maker, so I wanted to learn it for myself. And it was in that process that I realised that was the actual part that I really loved doing. So I've always made clothing, and I think that's the important thing to know before you can actually be a pattern maker, is how to sew and how pieces fit together, which I've done from a really young age, since I was about 6 or 7. My mum taught me how to sew.
I was going to ask, where did you learn your chops?
Yeah, because my mum's a sewing teacher.
Ah, so, right.
Right from very young.
Bobbins galore,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, always had it all around me, begging to use the sewing machine. And then it's just kind of gone on from there. I studied...
Well, these are lost arts. The use of a sewing machine.
Yeah, it really is. I guess it goes from, I don't know, 50 years ago when every woman knew how to use a sewing machine, now to very few. And that's why I have been running a few kind of sewing workshops, and it's really interesting to see the satisfaction that people go away with when they've actually learned how to do it.
I know a few guys who are keen to learn to sew.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd happily have them.
To take on these, whereabouts do you run the workshops from?
Just from my workroom in Parnell.
Cool. Yeah. Is there a lot of people doing what you do in New Zealand, or is it?
It's a very, the fashion industry in itself is very small here, so you quite quickly get to know the other people who are in it. Off the top of my head, I only know of about maybe 5 or 6 other pattern makers, and there'll be a few brands who have in-house pattern makers, but it's very small, and older pattern makers are quite quickly retiring, so there's not many young ones coming
through. You smiled when you said that.
I mean, it's great for me because it brings me work, but it's also, it is kind of an upsetting thing at the same time, because I think it's a lost, dying art. And it's something that is quite close to my heart, and I don't want to see it disappear.
Why do you think people kind of go, oh, I'm going to be a designer, but not do the follow through of the pattern making and everything else?
I think the design side of it is what's glamorized. And that's what is, I guess, communicated the most in a public light. You always get to meet the designer, but you never really get to meet the pattern maker or any of the seamstresses or anyone behind the making of the garment. And I would like to kind of be able to change that and open it up a little bit more. Mm. These parts of it are so important.
Because you don't just work for one designer, you work for
this is what
like
I was going
many.
To ask. Because yeah. my next yeah. question was going to be, you again, you'd be able to see things before other people are supposed to see things.
Yeah, lots and lots of different designers. And I think part of being a pattern maker in this way is having integrity and making sure you're not sharing those ideas around.
Yeah. Still must be quite cool seeing them.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
And Tess was also like showing me earlier your Instagram, a story about how you kind of want to encourage people not to buy for seasons as well.
Yeah, I think because of what I do, I get to see a lot of garments kind of being pumped out. And it's probably that's affected my own way of consuming and of how my brand functions as well. I would rather be making pieces that are important for me to make rather than just ticking boxes and creating a set amount of pieces each season.
Because I think it's I think it's awesome when you have a piece of clothing that you keep for 10 years and it's almost getting threadbare and there's like a couple of little holes there, but you'll get those mended because you feel like you've really
had a jacket like that.
Well, that's the idea, is that these are going to be pieces that people are going to hold on to for a long time. They're not just going to want the brand new thing that comes out next season, because there isn't going to be a brand new one. It will kind of be the same pieces that are redone, whether it's in a different fabric or a different print or something, but those previous ones will always be I guess held very close to you.
And if people want to get in touch with you
or have a look at some of your some of your own designs, or
they can
or get your thoughts on the fashion industry,
I've got an Instagram account. It's rachelmills_studio. And I can be contacted through that, or I can be emailed on info@rachelmills.co.nz.
Thanks, Rachel. Nice to meet you. Congratulations. And,
thank you.
And Godspeed with all progress and wonderful achievements. May the accolades fall upon ye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
8:20.